How much do you know about your pastor's wife?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, I'm going to share a devotion that I personally have written, and I hope that it is a help to you. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. Many of you already know who I am, but I want to introduce myself to you. I am Amy Sapp. I serve the Lord alongside of my husband, Chad Sapp, at Lafayette Bible Baptist Church in Wildwood, Missouri. I am blessed to be married to my best friend. We have three saplings, Abby, Luke, and Logan. The title of today's program is Your Pastor's Wife is Human, written by me, and I want to share it with you today. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 24, verse 14, "And he said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you, and, behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them." Before heading off to Bible college, I lived with my pastor's family for a little while. During that time, the Lord gave me a special love in my heart specifically for pastor's wives. Over the years, I have made many friends in the ministry, and the Lord has allowed me to have many close friends that happen to be pastor's wives. Here are just a few tips and reminders that I hope will be a blessing and help you to be able to understand your pastor's wife a little more. Let her be herself. Treat her like you would treat any other church members. Don't lay expectations on her to lead a group or be super involved in certain areas that you may think is typical. Please do not compare her to your previous pastor's wife. She, just like you, is a work in progress. She, just like you, is uniquely created by God to serve in ways she has been gifted and according to her season of life. Give her space to figure this out. Once she figures it out, and she will, cheer her on like crazy and encourage her like you would want to be encouraged. Absolutely no extra pressure. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Give her the gift of time. Chances are, she has been burned a time or two in the past when it comes to friendships within the church. And not only is there the personal pain of betrayal, there are the implications of how that rift may affect her husband's ability to pastor effectively. It might take her much longer to be comfortable in her congregation than you would think. Even after much time, it is highly unlikely for her to be good friends with others within the church. And this is totally okay. Have no expectations. Let her be herself and let the Lord work. Respect that she is human. Think before you speak. She is human. Remember, she is not on the church payroll for being married to the pastor. She is not on every committee and doesn't know everything that is going on. She may not be her husband's secretary. Don't expect more from her than you would expect from yourself. Don't expect her to initiate every conversation. Even extroverts have their limits. Do not complain to her about her husband or the church or even her children. Treat her with the same respect that you want to be treated. She is going to make mistakes just like you do. Give her grace. Don't assume anything. Don't assume that she has it all figured out because she is the pastor's wife. Yes, even spiritually. She probably misses her Bible reading. She probably gets upset with her family. She may have days that she wants to stay in bed. She may even have days she doesn't want to go to church. She may make bad choices. She may get depressed. Guess what? She probably even sins from time to time. But she often feels like she needs to hide that from you. Your trust issues may look different, but she is human just like you, and her natural instinct is to protect herself from harm the same way any other human would. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Here are some ways that may help not only your pastor's wife, but also your church and even your pastor. Keep happy, joyful spirit. It is contagious. Smile, smile, smile. Be mindful of your place, although your pastor's wife is human. She is still your pastor's wife. Remember, you are the second fiddle. I personally don't know much about music, but I have heard many times that without the second fiddle, you can have no harmony. And I do know without harmony, things are just not what they should be. Be helpful with church projects or functions. Many hands make light work. Remember your pastor's wife on her birthday and special holidays. If this is not currently happening, you can be the one that can start a chain reaction at your church. It just takes one person to get that ball rolling. Be that one. Be faithful to all your church services and soul winning times. Be on time. Even be early. Nothing shows love like being there. If you are a leader in your church, do better than the average. There is a good chance that others will do a little less than what you do. Be careful about your friendships with disgruntled church members or members who have left the church not on good terms. If you are friends and you are posting on social media, I guarantee that hurts the heart of your pastor and pastor's wife. Keep your standards flying high. Keep the peace at your church. Do not join in on gossip. Change the subject or just walk away. Be loyal to your church. Remember, we are all serving together. God made each of us different. Nobody in your church is perfect, not you or your pastor's wife. She is human. Let her be who God made her to be and love her just like she is. Four simple things that your pastor's wife needs to hear. I appreciate you. I am praying for you. I respect your leadership and your decisions. You can count on me. Love the pastor's wife that God has given you, ladies. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. Helping others help others have joy. Join the movement.